Horny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
Football Folly. I'm 89 years old, and I want a little peace of mind, said Elma Jensen. This is my yard and my property, and I don't want footballs crushing my flowers. It all started with a game. Some children in the neighborhood were playing football, and the ball landed in Jensen's yard. Police say there had been an ongoing dispute over the football. Finally, a child's parent reported Jensen to the police after she confiscated the ball. The 89-year-old woman was placed under arrest and taken to the police station in Cleveland. She faces a charge of petty theft. We don't like arresting 89-year-old women, said police officer Andrew Shepard. We don't like getting into neighborhood disputes like this and taking them to the extreme, but sometimes you're backed into a corner. According to Shepard, the actual rule is if you take the property of another and convert it to your own use, it's theft. She was told by the police two times to give the ball back, and she refused to do so. Jensen must appear in court next month. The football, valued at $15, is being held for evidence.
Nap time. I didn't want to confront the guy, so I sneaked into my kitchen and called the police, said Melba Watson. The 43-year-old woman from Oklahoma found a special surprise Sunday morning. When she woke up, just before 6 a.m., she heard a series of noises coming from the front room of her house. A man, later identified as Manny Banks, tried to rob Watson's house. But before he could make his escape, he fell asleep on Watson's couch. Apparently, Banks had taken a tranquilizer before raiding the home and fell asleep before leaving the crime scene. Banks was found wearing a jacket that belonged to Miss Watson as well as her husband's tracksuit bottoms. Next to him, he had a bag of her jewellery and some sweets he had found in the kitchen. When Banks was interviewed by police, he said he didn't remember much about the incident. In fact, he claims, he was surprised to find himself sleeping in someone else's house. Banks is currently awaiting his sentence at the Oklahoma County Jailhouse. Hopefully, he won't sleep through his trial.